Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, we're getting you fit and fashion ready for the fall. My guests are Maggie Francois. She's a fashion consultant and fashion show producer, and fashion designer Kenny Cass Flanagan. We're answering your questions and taking social media is really a monster today. When you talk about fashion, you get all kinds of requests. Trust me. Yeah, without a doubt. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I need to go back to the phone lines because, again, we are giving, we're providing all kinds of tips for you tonight about fall fashion, what to wear, what not to wear, what's in and what's out. Let's go to Spike. Spike calling from District Heights. Spike, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, how are you?
Doing just fine.
My name is Spike, and I call myself a man of fashion.
Uh-huh.
EQ messed me up a long time ago, but I came aboard when you start putting stripes and plaids and things together in a necktie and a shirt, but that's not my issue. The gentleman was speaking of browns. I find as a man it's very hard to find a good-looking piece of material in brown for men.
A material for what specifically?
Right.
Suits or mix and match is hard in brown. And you can't find them.
Where are you
not
shopping?
In D.C. area.
Right.
Where
exactly. Where do you shop? So we can know.
I shop a little bit of everywhere. I call myself a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, in and out. I do mostly the men's shops. I don't do it with the malls because everything has everything. Everybody has everything.
So are you talking about, okay, brown, I mean, are you talking about suits? Are you talking about pants? Are you talking about sweaters, ties,
I'm talking
shirts?
About brown and all of those items because, to me, they're the hardest item to find for me anyway.
Well, maybe for you because that is a popular color amongst African-American men. A lot of African-American men, very few of us that like color. So they deal with the dark colors, dark brown, gray, black, or dark blue. So you may be getting there too late. I'll tell you what you can do. You can check out Kenny Cass, and then we can give you some swatches, and then you can pick all the flavor of browns that you like.
Yeah.
Kenny's going to book like 20 clients.
I'm down with that part, but I have no problem with the colors. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I have more than I need, to be honest with you.
But to be honest with you, I'll tell you this. Here's one of the keys that you can start doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the season kicks over, they flood you with those type of popular colors because they know
right.
people are going to buy them in advance.
Right.
So if you don't catch them before the season trend turns over, and I'm talking about early as August,
mm-hmm.
where they start flipping over the wardrobe for the new season, that's where you find those fresh colors. Once it starts getting more into it, you're slim picking. So, and that's probably where one of your problems are. So maybe try that.
Because brown is very...
very popular. It's very attractive color. Absolutely.
I love it myself. And I told you my name is Spikes. My friends have nicknamed me Suits because I go above and beyond
okay.
to represent self.
Well, Spike, you've got a lot of options out there, and certainly thank you for calling. We appreciate it, and I'm sure you're going to look great for the fall. I need to go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Charisse, you've got a lady on the line.
Hi, Charisse. How are you?
Calling from Hyattsville. What's on your mind, Charisse?
Hi.
Hey.
I was wondering, so I'm a petite young lady, so I don't necessarily have the struggle of trying to find things to for the curve.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to see if you had any tips for this fall that were in season that would be good cuts and patterns for a young, small lady as myself.
How tall are you?
Right.
What was that?
How tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I am 5'5".
Five,
okay.
five.
My height.
Okay, mm-hmm. so it's not about height. You're how much do you weigh?
115, 120.
Oh, she's tiny.
Oh, you can wear anything.
You
can,
that's
honey.
What I was gonna say.
Anything.
I'm Charisse. You,
you can have a field
on,
day.
Honey.
Your girlfriends probably hate you.
I'm sure.
You can have a field day.
Wear anything.
Listen, I'll tell you a good thing to do to really. You sound like a very trendy or fashionable person. Do you do you shop at boutiques like as far as thrift stores?
I don't thrift. No,
no
I don't.
You need to start doing that.
Yes.
You
yes.
can find you some can amazing find
pieces.
Yeah.
and patterns that you would not see. I just helped a lady refurbish a dress that she had from her great-great-grandmother that her great-great-grandmother wore in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And the fabric was so amazing, and I went to a thrift store and found a jacket just like it.
Yeah.
Huh.
You got to mix. You got to learn how to play. Here's the thing. Make it fun again. Try things. Go to places that you ordinarily would not go. I guarantee you'll be shocked.
Where do you shop, Charisse, first of all?
I actually try not to do, like, the bigger names. Like, I'll go to H&M every now and then, but I actually do like to dabble in boutiques, but I've never really thrifted before.
Okay, yeah, so try thrifting. And another place you can get some great sizes is, once again, Zara.
Yep.
And it's, you know.
Zara, you can go to some boutiques.
Right.
Try boutiques, like, that only carry maybe two or three pieces or five pieces, mm-hmm. so you can get those intricate pieces. And then also try consignment shops, like consignment shops where people are constantly turning old
in
garments. And people, uh-huh. and they're reselling them. So
right, one place that I shop a lot is Poshmark.
It's Poshmark, yeah.
So I go to it's called Poshmark, but it's on. You can get an app on
online.
Your phone, or
oh,
you can
okay,
go online,
that's right. mm.
and you can make bid. You make a bid, you know.
Then there's a store down in
Georgetown
where people turn in their clothes and they resell them for them. It's somewhere on Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah, I know the store, but I can't.
Yeah,
right
I can't
now think of the
it.
Name.
Real quick, Cherie. So you're probably what, a size 4?
No.
She's a two.
She's a two.
Okay, you're a two. Yeah, 5'5", 115 pounds.
You can find anything.
And the big thing about the whole thrift store shopping is that at a size 2, you're not going to find a lot of competition for those sizes.
Absolutely.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff there. Yeah. You.
And how tall do you say you're again?
She's 5'5", yeah.
She's 5'5".
Okay, I'm going to give you a little secret, okay?
Okay.
Go to the juniors, girls.
No way.
I'm dead serious. Go to the junior girls and get some of their pieces. Because little kids do colors. They do
True.
Patterns.
Well, and that's so funny you said that. I shop at the little kids department.
I'm trying to tell you.
First of all, let me give you a tip. It's cheaper. So they'll duplicate whatever, say it's a skirt they make for an adult. They'll sometimes make the little kid sizes, and I shop in probably like the size 12 or 14.
Yes.
Because we can fit that. And
absolutely.
It's way cheaper. It's like $10 cheaper.
Just don't get the My Little Pony sweater.
Of course, not the My Little Pony sweaters. But, you know, if it looks like.
I've done that for clients that are your sizes and smaller, and they're like, where did you find this? And I'm like, it's ancient Chinese secret.
Yep. That's interesting. Okay.
Well, there you go. You're going to be looking good, Charisse, this fall. Thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Henry, calling from Quantico, Virginia. What's on your mind, Henry?
So, guys, you were just talking about the good fit, and it's not about the, you know, the dollar of the suit. But when you walk into I had a bad alteration scenario where the guy didn't ask me, you know, where are your shoes you're going to wear with these pants? I thought that was a little odd because I've been fitted different places. And the pants end up being like 3 or 4 inches long. So are there any like tattletale signs to look for when we're looking for a proper alteration?
Absolutely.
And do you have any recommendations for the area?
There's a lot of great. One, I'll tell you, everybody knows when I first moved down here from New York, and that's Miss Lee down in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah, Miss Lee.
Miss Lee is very good. If I have any type of emergencies, I'll take things to her. And then I also do alterations as well. I'm gonna stop plugging myself, but
better than Miss Lee.
But I do. I mean, I know other people. But I'll tell you this, sir. Here's some of the telltale signs. When someone tells you to put on your suit jacket and they're not pinning you and they're just looking at you and telling you, okay, take it off. You know, you want when your first time you're dealing with someone, you want to make sure that they reassure you that they know what they're doing. So there's questions that you can ask them as well.
Exactly.
Like, do I need my shoes on? That's one telltale. You know, do I want how long do I want my pants? Do I want a break in it? Or do I want a semi-break in it?
Another good tip is if they're using a serger.
A what?
You don't see a serger inside that place.
Okay.
You need to run out.
What is a serger?
It's a certain type of sewing machine that finishes off your fabric.
It finishes off the ends of your fabric.
But how would you know that?
Because
to the layman,
a lot of people wouldn't know that.
Wouldn't know that. But
that's my point. And so how do you know to ask for that, particularly if the alterations are in the back? And
You really would not.
You really would not.
You would,
this is
you
the tip I'm giving
know.
Them, okay. Especially when you look at your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You see how it's finished?
Yes.
That's serged.
So that's some of the things that you just really want to take into account. And I'm sorry that you went through that, but you have to educate yourself that you will be able to be aware of what's right and what's wrong.
Mm. Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. And you're spelling surgery S-U-R-G?
S-T-R-G-E-R.
Yes.
S-T-R.
S-E-R.
S-E-R.
G-E-R.
G-E-R. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Henry. Good luck to you. I want to talk a little bit more about what's happening with women this fall that, you know, perhaps we've not seen. What is new? You said you were in New York, Maggie.
Gosh.
What did you see?
Embellishments, embellishments, embellishments.
What do you mean?
Sparkle, velvet? Shine, velvet, patent leather trench coats,
everything.
It's like everything is coming back from when my mom used to wear it, but still, you know, in
flowers,
a modernized look, flower dresses, knee-high boots. I mean, it's just everything.
Rider
I
jackets.
Actually love it.
Is it updated 70s? Is that what we're talking about?
I think so.
It's a more modern 70s look.
Clean cut. There's nice finishes. A lot of blacks, a lot of whites. Because it's safe, you know. I think that's why people use that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, and talk to me a little bit about dresses too. I would dare say that, you know, over the past 5 years, we have really seen a burst of femininity.
Mm-hmm.
For women. I mean, femininity is really coming back. There are women out there that perhaps never would have enjoyed or searched for dresses before, and now they're really starting to explore that. Talk to me a little bit
about
that.
Right, and what I noticed, well, the dresses, of course, women are probably just, you know, especially with Instagram and Facebook and social media, they're like seeing women that they, you know,
want to mimic
and
dress like them.
So that's why you see the, you know, the rise of the dresses, and you're also seeing dresses with cold shoulders, off shoulders.
Cold shoulders?
Cold shoulders, where it's like a little
fold. Cold shoulders is like, it's like folded.
Fold, mm-hmm.
Oh, the
little hole right in between, so you can pop
so
your shoulder
the hole
in the middle.
On the shoulder?
Okay.
Like, Rihanna just wore a dress like that. It was white with blue embellishments on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold shoulders, you know, and the other terminology is picky boo shoulders.
Right.
Okay.
And
stuff like that.
Or off the shoulder.
Exactly. Yeah.
Big.
Exactly.
And one shoulder is like coming back. I wore one shoulder when I went to my prom, and it's back. I should have kept that dress.
Right. I'm sure you probably could still fit it.
Yeah. Right, exactly,
Now, what about, let's talk a little bit about shoes, and I want to start with the women also, because, again, it seems that, you know, flats are just flat.
Oh, they're flat.
Flats are flat. And heels continue to be in. And, you know, it just seems to me that sometimes.
I hope it don't go anywhere.
Right now you're seeing chunky heels. The chunky heels are coming back. But
which was back in the 80s and the 70s.
Right. So you've seen that the platform shoes are coming back.
Updated, though.
Updated, of course. You know, it has to be.
Embellishment.
Yes, it has to be very clean and kind of sexy for me to wear because I can't do those David Bowie style platform shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people can rock it, but me, I just need it to be very clean, where it's classic looking so I can wear it.
I just would like to see women really take a little bit more risk on being more variety. Like, I'm seeing a lot of people following each other with the same shoes. I'm seeing a lot of clones out here. And I just would like to see women do a lot more classical shoes than more of the outrageous. Because sometimes you can have a pair of shoes that is so far gone that it just does not blend with the outfit. You know, just really balancing with your shoes with your garments.
Mm-hmm. And another trend we saw was, oh, my gosh, the statement choker. The chokers are like...
Now, chokers are gone wild now.
Around the neck, yes.
I mean, that came out with, what, Madonna?
Yes, absolutely. Boy George even wore chokers.
Boy George chokers.
Prince wore chokers.
Mm. Chokers are taking over. You could walk outside naked with a choker.
Exactly.
Guys, I'm all choked up on that. Let me take a break. Woo! 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. More about fall fashion in just a bit. We'll be right back.
If you
welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, we're trying to get you fashion fit for fall. We're taking your phone calls. We're having a ball in here, voguing. And Maggie, you got some rhythm there.
I have rhythm.
Oh, boy. This is my house music partner right here.
I was born with rhythm. Coming out.
Yeah, well, you know, not everyone who looks like us has rhythm.
Yeah,
now.
You're right about that.
But that's another show. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Janet. Janet calling from Manassas. Hey, Janet, what's on your mind?
Hi, Harold. Hi, Tano.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I just love being a girly girl, so I just wanted to encourage our women out there, you know, yes, partake in those consignment shops and thrift stores.
Absolutely.
It's the ultimate girly closet. You can find all kinds of things. And also, don't forget to dress yourself up from head to toe. Like, I love to express myself with, you know, jewelry and my hair, you know, hair clips or wrap or put on my wigs and dress that up. So I do a variety of things, and I have a nice look for myself. So I just wanted to encourage other women. You can do the same thing as well. And then just one more point, this Thursday and the 13th in Manassas.
Hold on, Janet. Janet, you're about to do a commercial. Yes. You know you can't do that. Okay, you were doing it.
I was loving it.
He's not playing.
You ain't you are not going to let that happen.
Yeah, that's right. Janet. You just have a wonderful weekend.
We appreciate
thank you. So much for,
we appreciate
for all
you,
of your, all of your. You see how you
deuces.
Boy, I tell your cousins. Boy, Janet, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now help me with this name. I believe it's Kazaya. Kazaya calling.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Kazaya.
That is a beautiful name.
Absolutely.
It is very
thank
pretty.
You.
Not like musical.
Thank you.
Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
So I'm 23, graduate student. Dressed all different ways from school to work and everything like that. But the question I had was concerning the thigh-high and the knee-high boots. A lot of times they come in cloth, and sometimes they just don't fit. They slouch. That's ugly, and I don't know how to fix that.
Take it to a shoe store. Take it to a shoe repair guy. He can take them in for you to fit your ankle.
Well, first, what size are you and how tall are you?
I'm 5'9½", 5'10", and my range is anywhere from like 8.5 to 9.
Okay.
But
she got a common size shoe.
Yeah.
They just fall.
All right. Do you have skinny ankles and legs?
I have very skinny ankles. My thighs
aren't why you're slouchy
so
down.
It's hard to keep them fitting.
Yeah, that's why. I'll tell you another little way that you can help that out. Something that we used to do on the runway when we had models with that. We would put like little, now you might not want to, well, just try it. Take a scarf and wrap it around your leg from your calf on down. So that way it won't show around your knee and that'll fill it out.
Well, just
from
put
the thigh up, like it'll
from your ankle to your upper calf and wrap a scarf around that.
Now, are you trying to wear these boots for the winter? You talking about the knee high boots, right?
But she also said thigh-high.
She also said thigh-high.
It's kind of the same thing. Right. So another trick is, you know those workman socks that are really, really super thick?
Yeah.
They add like an extra 2 pounds to your circumference of your leg.
They're called construction socks.
Construction socks, exactly. That is a good thing to wear in the winter and just put the boots on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll definitely look into that.
Yeah, so
thank
try
y'all.
Those. Absolutely.
Because you said you're 23, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what is it that your peers are really into when it comes to fashion? You know, what's the buzz for your age group right now, the ladies?
I would say that a lot of it is sort of, at least for me anyway, I live for switching up classic silhouettes with, like, completely aligned patterns and colors and things like that. So,
she's rare.
The power suit, that's on me. Like, give me a high-waisted wide leg suit with, like, a blazer that has some sort of enlarged or exaggerated peplum or something like that. Everything is kind of, like, the classic things with, like, a huge twist is what I would say.
You sound like a model.
Mm.
Well, I do take pictures. I do a lot of these things.
Yeah, because you really sound very educated, and you're not afraid. That was one of the key things that you said. You're really not afraid to try things.
Mm-hmm. Fearless.
Absolutely. My mom used to say it all the time. You going out like that? Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, at least you said yes, ma'am. So there you go.
Yes.
Look, Kasiah, thank you so much for sharing with us, and I'm sure you're going to look just great for the fall.
Thank you guys.
I wanted to talk a little bit about what's out for this fall. Is there something that's, you know, that may be in your closet that you may need to, if not, give it away, move it to the back of the closet for 10 years. What is it that you all may be seeing or expect to see, and you see it on the street and you go, no.
Well, right now, I feel like, just from me speaking, I feel like we're in an era right now that just people just want to be free.
Okay.
It depends on where you live, too.
Exactly.
So, okay. Like, D.C. can be known as a very conservative city. But we have a lot of people who are not from here, from other countries, from other states, that are bringing their own culture.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not be wearing it to work, but in the limelight, as far as D.C. is turning into a really capital of lounges,
mm-hmm.
where you're seeing a lot of lounges, a lot of cocktail parties, a lot of events, where you're really seeing the originality of some of the people that are from, that lives here in D.C. right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say one thing that is, I think, out, that came out years ago, but, you know, you could put it back in your closet and take it back out, is like the capelet.
Oh, yes.
It's like super
capelet?
Chic. It's
yes.
The capelet. Everybody is.
Everybody.
What is a capelet?
Okay.
So break it down to them.
A capelet, it's just like, it looks like a blazer, but it has armholes where
it looks like a cape in
cape
the back.
In the back.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's chic, you know, and, you know, everybody's wearing
peplum.
Peplums.
Really? The peplums are coming back?
It's never left.
They never left, really.
It never left.
Yeah.
It's revamping them.
Now, for the men,
mm-hmm.
they need to start rotating their shoes.
Okay.
Men need to start getting more involved with buying shoes like the women do, because you can't wear the same shoes with every single outfit, because that's how your heel is getting worn out. There's some great spots in this area to where guys can really buy some very affordable and very nice shoes. One guy I deal with a lot is Leanne Michaels, another gentleman. He's in Philadelphia. His name is, oh my God, I just had a brain fart. But I'll text it out. I'll put it out there to the listeners. But there's a lot of, men really need to get involved with the shoes. The shoes are almost like the women.
I love
it. Dictates
a great
your outfit.
Pair of shoes on a man.
Absolutely.
Like, that's like,
absolutely.
I
wear anything from a red pair of shoes to green pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
the shoes,
it motivates
everything.
Me. I can rotate my shoes for the summer, for the fall and winter.
And also, you can get them resold.
Exactly.
And they can shine. You know,
exactly.
I do that all the time.
And because, you know, I am really, really big on shoes. I personally don't care for the, you know, the man-made bottoms. I'm old school. I like mm-hmm. leather bottoms, which are often, you know, much, much more expensive. You may pay more on the front end.
But they're comfortable for your feet.
They're comfortable for your feet. You can breathe, and they last. You can have them, you know, certainly resold. The big trend that we've seen over the past couple of years for men's shoes, you know, would be the brown shoe with that, you know, the darker toe, the burnt tip.
And the burnt heel.
But it's hard to maintain those shoes.
That's why you take it to a shoe shine guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's maintenance to this. Like, women go, you know, they get their nails done, they get their eyebrows arched. It's the same thing as far as maintenance with men. And that part of that maintenance is taking care of our shoes so they can last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand to see a guy with a very well put together outfit on, and you look down at his feet, and the shoes are terrible. You just killed the whole entire outfit. So we have to rethink, and we have to say, look, if I'm going to look this nice, if I'm going to walk around and wearing $300, $400, $500 or $1,000 outfit, mm-hmm. and my shoes are not matching what I'm wearing, there's a problem. Women look at your feet first.
Yeah. Well, is that true, Maggie?
I'm going to have to admit that is true. I do look at the shoes and I'm like, oh, those shoes are sexy. Oh,
there was a
then I'll, go, then I'll go up, then I may say, oh, he got
absolutely.
The job. But then I'll say, oh, yes.
Absolutely. And men, you can get some nice pair of shoes for $70, $100. It's just a matter of you taking care of them. If it's too hot on your feet, go buy some soles and put that mm-hmm. cushion inside of them
right.
so you can have that comfort. So I'm giving you affordable ideas that you can go out here because I'm really getting tired of these some of these men out here that are not coming forefront with these shoes.
Yeah, and I think, and I'll have this be the last word, Maggie, I think for women also, even as they wear high heels, I would, and you can tell me if I'm on track here, you know, if they hurt, don't buy them.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell them that. It's a woman's rule.
But sometimes
they hurt when they buy them. Okay, if they hurt and you look like they hurt walking like they hurt,
right.
you need to take those shoes back.
Absolutely.
But if they hurt and you still keeping up, you know,
right.
mm-hmm. keeping it up.
There's some shoe companies to tell you right now, we did not make shoes for you to have comfort. They were for style.
I can attest to the shoes hurting. I am guilty. But no. nobody knows.
And also,
what I do as well, I take it to the shoe store. I have it resold. I'll put something in there so it can feel comfortable. You know, so
to survive for at least a good 2 hours.
I actually just stretch some shoes that I got. I take it to the shoe store and I'll tell them stretch it.
Yeah, and for the high heel sandals, you don't want your toes scraping the ground over the.
Oh
yeah,
no,
yeah. You don't want.
They need to take. We don't want that at all.
So hanging over the edge.
Maggie and I are going to have a bullhorn, and we're going to sound it off when we see feet scraping, and we're going to sound it off when men's feet are leaning down to like the Eiffel Tower.
We got to get out of here. Maggie Pence, Fred Schwab, Kenny Cass Flanagan, thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we had a great time.
That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this.